topic of yesterday's Yeshiva. We had these two svarim. We finished this one. I don't know if you had a chance to peek into it. We were mostly done with the next one, which is a Sefer Tahara Ases Rogim, discussing some of the intricacies of Esrei Kamurkov. Let's try to get back to the topic that we have to talk about. Okay. So the Chazan, briefly, we paskin that Esrei Kamurkov is possible. We don't accept the Mekilim, who have a different view on this whole parsha. We are machmer on that shaila. But the big fight, what's called Toldos Amurkov, where we saw from the Shari Tshuva, he quotes that Ephraim Zalman Margolius was Mekil in this question, and not everyone agrees with that kula. There are those who claim that it has to be prohibited, and that's the fight between these two books, basically. The Chazon Ish seemed to say that it should be asur, and therefore he didn't like what he saw, and he went to great lengths to try to find what he considered to be a pure esrog that was untouched since Sheshes and Averages. And he said you can no longer rely on the Mesoras of looking at them, because they're so smart with their breeding today that they're able to make Murkov with no noticeable change in the esrog itself. So, Reb Osai, as I told you, we are a Yeshiva of Torah Umada. Let's begin. I'm back with the Sefer on page Kuf Pei Zayin. It's Perek Yud. He refers you to a mimer which I have here from Halichos Soda, which is comes out, I don't know if you regularly. This is number 146. I think it's from El Tovshin Savachay by Professor Eliezer Goldschmidt, the Faculty of Agriculture in the Hebrew University of Yerushalayim, and the Machon Lecheik HaChakla'ut Al Pi Torah. That means agriculture based on Torah. And there's obviously a Shom Mitzvahs. He did a DNA test with experts from other countries as well. It tells you who the experts are who did it. Elizabeth Nicolosi and Stefano Lamalpa from Italy, Mohammed Al-Otmani from Morocco, and Moshe Negmi Eliezer Goldschmidt from Israel. And you can find it in English, scientific work, at a place called Hort, as in Horticulture, Science, which is printed as well in English. I give the Maramalcolm is here too. Anyone interested in you, let me know, I'll show it to you in the back. But we're going to do the Hebrew version. But before we get to the Hebrew version, the fundamental point was they checked out the Esrogim and they found that despite the amazing differences that exist between the Israeli Esrogim and the Moroccan Esrogim and the Yemenite Esrogim, the basic difference is that the Yemenite Esrogim have no mince, no juice whatsoever. The Moroccan Esrogim have more juice and sweet juice. And the Israeli Esrogim have little juice and little sour juice. In DNA, they're all almost the same. In stark contradistinction to any other citrus fruit. Can you imagine this? It's hard to believe. How's it possible? They're so geographically far, they look different, they feel different, they taste different. But DNA doesn't lie. DNA doesn't lie. Okay. Amazing. Fascinating. It goes back. Tells you to look in the back. So he has in these footnotes. Tells you Hort Science 40, number 7. Search for the authentic citron. I think the word citron is the word they use for esrog. That's what they use. Okay. Amazing. Unbelievable. And I'll pass it around. Not that anybody knows how to read DNA, but for a balabas, you can figure it out. Now this last page over here, what's called 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are all esrogim, and 1, 2, and 9, 10 are other types. Now the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, what are they? Some of them are the Italian esrogim that are also found replanted Kfar Chabad in Eretz Yisrael. Then they have the, believe it or not, the Yemenite was in the same category, believe it or not, Yemenite, Moroccan, and they were, they call the Bravermen. The Bravermen are the ones that were found originally in Wadi Kelt. That here is the Zorach Ruven Braverman was a Makruv to Maril Diskin. That's his. That somehow fit in with the Moroccan and the Yemenite. Don't ask me how that's possible. That's the second group. And the third group, what they call the Chazanish, and another thing called the Kivalevitz, another common name in Eretz Israel. Okay? So it's divided into three, but look at the, this is between 3 and 8 of the Esrogim, one DNA thing, and 1, 2, and 9, 10 are completely different. Taking a pass it around. That's what he discovered. It's amazingly, he says, the Moroccan, which is a lot of sweet juice, and the Yemenite, which has no juice, are closer to each other than the two types of Chazanish that we spoke about yesterday. One came from Shechem, or Umar Haham, one came from Tzvat. They're further removed in DNA than the extremes from Morocco and from Yemen. Go figure it out. There has to be some Kaddish Baruch Hu watching over us. This, it concludes what I call Chelek Aleph of this beautiful Sefer. And Chelek Beis in Perek Aleph, he tells you that the, what they call the Yanaver Esrogim, as I mentioned to you, moved to Calabria. I showed you the map yesterday in the Shir. And there, Abosai, once they moved to Calabria, there was no question historically, not even a doubt, he says, it ended up being what's called the Toldos Murkav. That there were certain, it was no longer pure once it moved down there. Clearly no longer pure. Impossible. It says as follows. Bevadeh boru poshet, page Reish Mem Beis. Shemit hokeach esrik yanav avali hashkacha ruya. It could be mamash, a non-esrik completely. It could be posel, migir adin. It comes with hashkacha ruya. They do it very carefully. They do the best they can. But, the truth of the matter is, it must be, as the Mesorah, Yanav as the Chasam Sofer said, right? And they all saw it wasn't, it looked exactly the same. The same. Now we know that, in point of fact, the Haskamas, Rov Minyan of Binyan, Rosh Dolan, Be'eretz B'chut Soros Hoysa, Lahav Shir Esrogim Elu, are they B'dika Soyelonos, by checking the trees, all the Gedolim accepted it, right? And they liked it. Apparently they all hold, Ein Lachu Shal Tolos Murga, Shal Akava Gushis, Afilu L'chatchila. They weren't worried about the fact that there was a physical hardcover, as we explained earlier at great length. Because clearly there was this kind of hardcover gushis, not mizgis, in the, at least in the Calabria version of the Yanaver Esrogim. Everybody used it anyway. So apparently the post can hold that it's okay, like the Beis Ephraim. And he quotes the Beis Ephraim verbatim over here on page Reish Mem Dalet, who's talking about these Esrogim. They come meyichurim and neturim shesilaknu mehem chashash murkov legamre. Okay, this is what you heard. It's fine. You'll see, it's true. And he signs his name. This is the very, very important. Not only that, the Beis Ephraim is also Matir, the Korfo Esrogim, based on the same principle, which also had presumably this kind of what you call Harkova Gushis, right? And as he explained, I'm just skipping to the second paragraph. The first part is about the Yanav Esrogim, the Italians, and the next paragraph is about the Greek Esrogim. I'm skipping all the way to page Reish Pei Hei. Not giving all the politics about what happened back and forth. Okay? Here, at the very end of the parak, he writes as follows. He says, look, there's no Mesorah which prevents the possibility of what I call harkava gushis mitchilas b'yasol. This is his main point. If you want to come to an understanding that there was never a harkava mizgis b'yasol, you can do that with DNA. But if you want to have that, there was no harkava gushis, which means a physical connection. Somebody took a branch and put it on another branch in order to strengthen it, to make it stronger. Since Adam Arishan, there's no way to figure it out. You can't do it. I mean, his words in Resh Behe. If Banulacho Shemashem etchilas Brias Olam, Arata. Nucha Lachos Kenal Kol Estrogi Olam. Shemesores Enemuelis Lahagit Klum. Alachashah Shal Harkova Gushis. El Harkova Mizgis. Sheto Alto Lashanas Kunas Apri. Ubaza Nikar Achiluk. Okay, no, I'm a source, low that, low the Esha, low Kane Hoyam. Unless with Nisha, but Chunosa, but Sirosa, be made of Solom. Avalar Kova, Gush is the Esha Ladas. Shari Eno Gorim Shinu, Shia Nika, the Kona, some Masrogid. I grew in some remote place? How do you know? We found that too. We found even in remote places, there was some kind of a Hakova Gush is even in these remote places. We know what's happened. He's trying to prove from here that it has to be that it's kosher. That Ephraim Zal Margolius has to be right. Otherwise, every answer is suspect. And the Chazanish answered, well, you never know. But you never know. It's not a full Mesoris. Talks about the Corsican. Corsica, that's an island. It's actually in the map. It's to the west of the Italian peninsula. I think it belong to France. Napoleon went there or something, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's an island called Corsica, and he says those Esrogim is not so simple. It's comparable in certain sense to the Corfo, because in both cases there was no Mesorah. But the Rabbi Ephraim Zal Margolius himself writes, those who said in my name I was Machshir the Kesrogim from Korska, says Sheker. It's clearly a Murkav. Why? You hold it in your hand, it smells like a lemon, doesn't smell like an Esrog. These people know what's going on in the world. By their sense of smell, they figured it out. Wow. And now we go to Eretz Israel. After all these takdamas of Yanava, Korfo, Korsika, we now finally in Perek Dal come to the biggest and most important for us, Esroge Eretz Israel. He says on page Shin Beis, there's a chazaka without Mesoros. He gives an example, explaining. There's a mokah bahore choshech. That means like the dark mountains. And no one ever walked there since Honorary Rishon's time. Nobody ever walked there. It looks like it was no footsteps. Uninhabited since Chava Yimeinu. No one ever walked in there. Hore choshech. No one ever. Lo darach shom kaf regal odom eolam. And the wildest rogue, no one ever touched it. Those who say that Chazak is critical, Shlomo Kluge, Rami Platz, these are must the best Estrogim in the world, there's nothing better. No one was there. If no one was there, obviously no one there in the Harkava. And the Chazak told me, but those who are in Mesoris, like an Oftar, it's no good. No one ever used it. It was undiscovered territory. A fundamental machlokas over here. A fundamental machlokas. Oh. Now, why would you need a Mesoris? For one of two reasons. Maybe it's not an Esrog at all, as the Chasam Sofer said. Maybe it's a Murkav, as the Bikur Yaakov said. Maybe. Now, if there was a change, the base of Ephraim and Greece, it's no good. He's the one who is the biggest maker, right? He passed the Esrogim in Corsica because they smell different. Don't think he's just a pushover that makes everything. No, he's only makes things that look like, smell like, and taste like an Esrog. I did Turkish there, what they call the Toldus Murukov, doesn't matter. It has no effect on it. The way it looks, the way it smells, the way it tastes. And there were those in Eretz Yisrael also that were changed. That covered business which are no good. So finally he says in page Shinchov Zayin and Ches that the Chazanish went to check out the tree, as we saw the story yesterday, and check out the fruit, the etzvas, and maybe and that's where he went primarily. Now he says, the Chazanish claims that a tree and a tree, you can't tell if they are two species at once. Can't tell the difference. I mean, I'm going to read you the Chazanish, three consecutive paragraphs of Chazanish. He's the main player over here. Lefichach, this is what I read to you yesterday. The Yeshmokom, the stopping, the Hakshav, Esrog, Amrogo, Belemon, Bizman, Shapri, Kulo, Esrog, Tamo, Berechel, Marisa, all three. Abel Be'emes, he claims, he claims there's a change. And Rabbi Dr. Goldschmidt says it's not true. Can't tell the difference. No human being can tell the difference. Tell the difference. No scientist can tell the difference. And Chazanish is more than a scientist, but I don't know if he can explain to you what the He assumes there's a change, but no one knows what he's talking about. And they are covered with a common project. And here's the famous line. Ukfa yotza adav al iser. Maybe it should be kosher, but no, we assume it's awesome. Okay? The gamay lilo min esu be kilayim, the kilayim are iso weaker, so therefore would not be kilayim, the esu mino weaker. Okay. That's what he says. Goes further than that. Imidei harkova nidme le'echad me'amolidim u'bolech l'alishtavos ha'peres ve'olim huter mina nidmelo. It's considered permissible. Irichol tuminim shivu yadimion matiro, and therefore it's mutter to be marked in esrog ha'murgav besek shein ha'murgav shaperes domen dimion gavur for a mitzvah. Oh, that's a problem. You have to look how the Chazanish says it. You got to look at the beautiful scripture. Im ha'murgav harishon pasul, if you assume the first one is pasul, double or nothing. Stopping, as I said earlier, he's himself not sure. But why is it? What's bothering him? Because it's in the blood, it's in the genes. Somehow he considers it to be a child is a child is a child. So it's double or nothing. Comes up Goldschmidt and says, "Well, if it's a matter of simply a matter of DNA, it's in fact nothing. Because all the Asorim are basically the same, even though they're supposedly Merugav HaKova Gushis, because it has no impact on the essence of the fruit." That's what he says. So it comes out as follows. According to the Chazanish, it's impossible to tell them the trees, but it's not true. The scientists can't tell. Then he says, if you put a branch on a trunk, it's going to change. Also not true. So he denies both things. And even according to the Chazanish, it can't be noticeable. It would be possible for generations, 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 against the base of Ephraim. Because according to the Chazanish, even the first Murkah might be kosher, but it's not true. For you also double the Yisr. The Kitz and Nimritz, what did he do? He did it the key of Tviyasai. So there's an initial statement here which is mind-boggling. Initially, he says, in page Shinchav Ches Talavim, maybe we shouldn't. Chazanish is a kula. You think it's a chumra? No, he's a maker. That's what he says. Unbelievable. How can we rely on him? It's a kula. That's what he writes. Chazanish is a maker. He relied on the Tzvias alone. There was absolutely no Mesorah in Tzvas. That's what he wrote initially. How did he rely upon this? It's a kula. That's what's bothering him. Now, so initially he suggests, I'm going to show you where it is. Page Shin Lamed Vav. Read his words. Ain't a bar the chorash is el chumah mekal aksav the Chazanish, but lo kula mitzad acher. There was no mesorah at all. He just made his own mesorah out of nothing. Wow. Well, maybe he was relying on the fact the tzvias ayin that maybe it tasted it. Maybe it was what's called Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya from the Gedolim of Tzfas and hundreds of years before, the Beis Yosef and all those Gedolim who lived in Tzfas. But then he says, at the end of the day, he says, no, they had a Vesaurus in Tzfas. And he goes into the same story as over here, was that wadi under the mountain. So therefore, there was a Vesaurus as well. So the Chazanish is not a maker. He quotes that same article from Tov Reish Dal. Avkan, left over from yesterday's Shir, about Esrei Chavruka. Bottom line, after reading this, I'll still get a Chazanish Esrei, but my opinion of those who get different Esrogim is much higher, because clearly seems to be a consensus against the Chazanish, like the Beis Ephraim, based upon the science, as we just explained. Okay? Adkan. Now we finish the Sukkot of Erev Murka. We start the new, everyone has new Marmakoma sheets. Thank you for printing them common. Let us actually begin the Tavis, open the Gemara, and start from scratch. I have my new sheet. Baruch Hashem came out. We're starting on Lamed Zayin. Again, today is Wednesday. We go till next Wednesday, Mr. Shem. And our aim is to get to the Mishnah Lamed Tes. That's the aim. It's crazy. Hashem's help, maybe we'll be able to get there. I know it's Erev Pesach, but maybe we'll have time to talk about Pesach too. Try it as much as we can. Okay. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. About two-thirds down. Kigad lisu hoshana de beresh gulusa shari bebes yad ki hechid lo tevi chatzitza. Rav Omar kolon also ben achotetz. What does that mean? Rashi. Shari bebes yad mitachas le'eged. Shaloi kechene b'mokom egdo, tekasava ein o eged min ha-mitzvah kerabonon, dami ein torach eged against Rabbi Yehuda, lo nevi chatzitza, ben yad la-hoshana, v'yein zu l'kicha, because this is separating between your hand and the hoshana. The hoshana means the three types, right? Lulav adas ma-srog, lulav adas ma-rogs. Rava says no. Kol ina also ein o chotzeitz. It's not considered to be a chatzitza. V'yoma Rava, lo linkin inish oshana besudra, don't have it besudra. Rashi, shenot olotes bo lo yikroch sudar shebeik save of al yado v'yechas bo. Don't put a glove on. Don't put a glove on. Right, tibeinon lekicha tama. Now notice, first it said it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Now it says lekicha tama. The relation between these two kinds is the heart of the sugya. These two different things, it's basically the same thing. B'chule. Again, Rav Amar, Lekicha de Davaracher, Shmo Lekicha. So once again, Rav comes to the rescue. First he said, it's not a chatzitza. Then he says, it's called the Lekicha Tama. So Rav is a machmer in both, and Rav is a mekel in both. Omar Rav Amin Amin Alo, Lekicha de Davaracher, Shmo Lekicha, the Tanan. We're quoting over here, Rabosai, from a Mishnah in Poro. Okay, it's appropriate. Right? Paradum was a lead up to Pesach, right? That parashas Parah. Ezov kotze misapka b'chut u'b'kush v'tovu l'umala v'yochas b'ezov u'maze. I'm not going to the protum of how Paraduma is actually works. Rashi explains. Ezov kotze shi u'mevi'in mechatas me'ir le'ir b'shvoferes shel konim arukos u'matzni'in osam b'hem v'taras t'meim. Umatpol ha'ezov umazev v'mhoya kotzuk shemachnisu lefiyah shvoferes eina magil ha'mayim shebrosh ha'sheni. It won't get to the water. Can't do the job. So what do you do? Misapko maricho de sipuko bekush plach shenoshim tovesbo knitting implement. Okay, and it's good. Amai v'lokach v'tovel rachmana. Rashi v'lokach ezov v'tovel v'mayim b'shas tefila b'yidin lekicha. Let's say Shlach Shmami No Kichay De Davarach Shmol Lekicha Rashi Miu Kshu Mazet Tzorach Lechos Be'ezo B'nei She'im Ochso B'Shpuko Humen Anei Kana V'Kana V'Mechavet Mazal Atlim. You won't get to the right spot. But okay, says Gemara, no. How do you know? Mimai Dil Moshani Hosom Came on the Chabrei Kegufei Dami. There, it's not just an interruption. It's actually stuck together.
So it's one guf. As opposed to our case, you have a glove. The glove is not part of the lulav, right? It's no one thinks it's part of the lulav, right? So how do you know? Ella mihocha rabosai. Another mishnah there. Nafa mishvo feres l'shokes. Possible. Ha hi pilohu kosher. Amai v'lochu v'nasa namarachmana. So Rashi hi pilohu. This is what Rava says. Oh, that's the right. V'yom Rava again. Lo ladut inish luva voshana dilma nasri tarfei avichatzitza. Rashi. Yachar she'ogdu ha'rava v'adas yachad lo yitchov ha'lulov lo milimala v'toch ho'eget l'manasri tarfei ha'lulov meishir aleha adas v'arava u'mishtairin be'eget v'chotzin ben min l'min v'enem agudim yachad lios l'kitach achas Rav Omar min b'mino eno chotzeitz min b'mino eno chotzeitz. What's min b'mino over here? What's the min? Hadas. But it's separate between his hand and the lulav. Is the hadas the same min as the lulav? You'll see soon. Just a little bit more to see. Amarava. Olegus inish lulava baoshana the mishtari hutsa vechatzitza. Rav Amar. Again, the b'mino and the chotis. Rashi. Okay, so far so good. Taisus. Dibina. Hacha lo shayach le meimad lo levi chatzitza kedem aliyah. Oh, Taisus is very much on top of the hill, which we mentioned a few minutes ago. That what's going on over here at Bosai? Seems to be different reasons, right? First it talks about chatzitza, then it talks about l'kichatama. What's the difference? Says Taisus like this. The interrupting item is attached to the lulav. Haka kishakarach yodo. Oh. In the first case, the interrupting item is on the lulav. In the second case, it's on the hand. Uvidavra karach biyodo lo shaya chatzitza. Tosis achirish nifla. It's on the hand, it's not a chatzitza. Where'd they get this from? Pile ploy. See soon. It says in Pesachim, oh, again Pesachim. Every day we get Pesachim a little bit. Yes, we get Pesachim dun vov, tip Pesachim dun zayin. We're progressing, Rav Osa. What does it say? Gav Yisachar ish kvar bar koi, David karach yodeh b'shiroi. V'yavet avodah pish b'kuntius v'chatzitza p'osels b'kosh and v'chsiv v'lokach ha'koin b'yein b'inon sh'nei l'kicha b'yatsva sh'koin af l'kicha nid avarachesh mo l'kicha l'rov v'hanei min l'derach kovin k'nibuch ha'masov pirkim. The parach alav amar rabba lakicha the davar achash mal lakicha mishani ani mili derech kavul derech mizayon lo hashtanami afagav the karach yodim b'shiroi lichvor atzmo yose shlo yislach lichu yodav b'damei varim u'bevaz hakotche shemayim kol yose. What I say, burfus and blood, told you yesterday. There's nothing wrong with getting yourself bare for your feet with blood, your hands in blood, if it's the proper blood of a korban, and to be somehow Befunak. You don't want to get blood of your hands with dam of a carbon, that's considered bizuyon kachin. Inami. A second shot. What's he saying? Dal! The proper girsa. Dal tame de chatzitza. Forget chatzitza. Not a chatzitza at all. Still, nen ashbishim bizuyon kachin, the ruch of a basko in the suga there. Period. Miu. So this is always quoting from Rashi. Lo yitochin perish there. Why? with the Maisi Alo Hahi, the Ezo Shesipko Bechut. This indicates that Rashi's Pshat is incorrect. Eliyah Shlomar, we'll see the Ramah, we'll come back. The Eged Hatzorach Lululav Shelo Yispar Du Aminim Shaykh Bechatzitza, right? Aval Hocha Sudra Loboy Lululav. It's not necessary. Ooh, which way does that militate? Which way does the argument go? How is it? It goes exactly in the opposite direction. Miu Gamz Lo Yitoch the Kosh came. Dav Le Meiva the Chotis Kin the Mucha Bay the Amir Bachomer Perkotziu Lo. The Niach Misrik Masoch Misrik the Boy the Mishnah Tevei Al Gabi Regel Chaver Apostle V'Dochi Shani Haregel Lo Mavatale Fakert. It's all in the wrong direction. V'Yesh Lomo. The Mayrish Osam and Asuder came in base Yad Lelulov. He made a receptacle for the lulav. V'Yein Shai Kan Chetitza Shekol. Watch this now. Halulav Chutz Miyado. The entire lulav was out of his hand. V'Og Sol Bebeis Yad Abolet Hanasim and Asuda. He's holding the bottom with the receptacle that is considered to be, if you will, receptacle for the lulav, which is made from Asuda. V'Damer the Ezo Shesimko Bechut. There too, I'm holding on to a thread which is stuck in somehow to the Ezo that I need. It's all one unit. Here too, I'm holding on to the bottom, which is considered to be one unit with the thing on top. Period. This is the Nikud. Lulav shahotzi b'klivis ol pirkim lo shahokas b'dofne akli. No, ela meniach yado tachas shulav o shahoksa b'beis yad shel kli. It's a handle. That's considered to be comparable to this sukkah. This is what Tosus says. It's hard to figure out Tosus, see what the opposing view is. Yes?
When he's quoting the Gemara Misafim, the purpose of quoting the Gemara Misafim is a kasha amichad of Rashi.
No, that's not. First he quotes Rashi Sheet. Rashi said, Rebbe Osai, Rashi said in Pesach the Pesachim is a chatzitza problem. Why? Because you need lekicha ba'atzma shel kohen. Aye, davaracha is good. Davaracha is good. He's saying no, it's only derech kohen. There those are considered to be derech bizoyim, which then makes it into a chatzitza. Pshat one. Or forget chatzitza; he's punished anyway. Those are two pshatim that he has. Rashi's pshat that is a chatzitza. Even dal miyach dal atam yachatzitza is a bizoyim kachem anyway. In either event.
And when he's using the words Abagav del Kicha, I did the Rav Shmo Kicha, the Rava, that's he's assuming that's the same thing as Chatzitza or not?
Oh, that's exactly the question. So Tosa in the first line said a Chatzitza is only on the Lulav, right? Not on your hand. But on your hand, you run into a problem of what? The Kicha Tama, the two separate things. Let's repeat again. Something which is on the Lulav is called Chatzitza. Not if it's on the hand. And something which is on the hand is the call of the lack of l'kichatama, not on the lulav. That's Tosfos splits. That's what Tosfos says. Does everyone agree with the Tosfos? Absolutely not. Take a look at the Ran. See the Yud Chesem and Beis of page Nun. See what the Ran says. And then we'll follow the paper trail and see how it's paskind in the Shulchan Aruch. That's our job. Let's run to the Ran. Okay. Lolinkit Inish, it's page Nun, the very beginning. Lolinkit Inish Hoshana Besudra, Shinot Lolotisbo, Loyikra Ksuda Shabank Safe of Ayodav Yazbolu. The Rav is showing, Kira de Davaracha Shmolakicha, Vim Tomar, Kavan Lohavi no so, Levi Chatzitza. We said before, only call it also in a Chotzitz. Here it's not Lana also, let it be a problem of Chatzitza. What did Tosa's answer? On his hand, no chatzitza. Tosa's answer. Yesh lomar. The anan less than crow lives on chatzitza belulav. There's no such thing. He denies the whole thing. Where do you find chatzitza? By mikveh you find chatzitza. Other place was a pasuk. There's no pasuk over here. Umayda chashin and bay, hayne mishim to have a kichatam. It's one and the same. The opposite of Tosa's. Tosa made a dramatic split. On your hand, it's a lack of l'kichatama. On the lulav, it's a chatzitza. The Rambam says, no, it's all one and the same. umaskinan to call the lulav also but the legabe lulav fareu kiilu notel ba mamish the call should nitval yado but the legabe yado the kiilu gei mamish yado ba lulav. That's what he's saying. Lafuki call shein lulav also for lo tafal yado kigon shakara chasuder al lulav oshen notel bekli and there are coven the mevsel mishum. It's one and the same. But then he says, "Avolah mishum chatzitza mamish asinala." Do paslina mishum chatzitza elehecha deika kra ketvila k'sid be brachas besorah b'mayim shlo yedav v'chosus uketvilim t'chsid ulos l'cholos lachemios. So by tefillin and lul and tefila, that's with a real chatzitza. It's not a real, not a real din of chatzitza. Ad kan the rap. There's clearly a dispute between who and who. Ketosis and the Rav. Clearly machlekes. Clearly a machlekes. Okay. Fine. Now, Rabbi said, before we see the Shulchan Aruch, we see one more Gemara on Af Mem Beis. It's all on the. It's not here. It's in the next line. Okay. Af Mem Beis and Aleph. Should have been earlier, but okay, it's on the Ma'am comes.
According to the Ram, the word Chatzitz in the Gemara is a code word for Kitabat.
That's correct. Mem Beis Amud Aleph, let us see part of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Hakam Ma'askinon, fourth line, Kon Shotzio Bekli. Shotzio Bekli, and you're not Yotze. Says the Gemara, but Ravu the Omar, the kicha de davaracha shmal the kicha, hani mili derech kavan, ava derech bizayin lo. Derech kavan is a grashi. Kon besuda shekorach yado besuda kamar liel. The derech bizayin kon bekara, take it in a pot, a plate, a bowl. It's not considered to be derech kavan. This is gemara Rashi enough mem beis amud alf. Okay, Rabosai. Now we open the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tov, Reish Nun Aleph, Siv Zayin. You have a big Shulchan Aruch. Open there. So we'll start off. Im Osa, ever look inside, Mechaber. Im Osa, Beis Yad. V'nosan v'alula v'natolo shaper dami v'lkichai de davaracha shmo l'kicha uvachi derech kovin meina derech kovin k'gon sh'nosan alula b'kli v'natlo lo yotza v'im korach olav suda v'natlo on the lula o sh'korach suda ayodo v'natolo yesh omrim de lo yotza. Who is this? Tosfos. The Magen Avraham says, Tezayin. Kosev Loshen Yeshom, Mishum the Haran, Svile de Yotza, the Bottle the Gabe Yodo. Avalim Korok Sudarala Lulov, Afaran Sham Svile de Yotza, Mishum Chatzitza. It doesn't mean Chatzitza Mamash, it means it's not considered to be Derech Kovel. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Fine. Adkan Rabosai. Adkan. So now, I just want to show you one more thing in the Gemara proper. Lamed Zayin. The first Rashi. Back to the first Rashi. Shari Bei Beis Yad. Mitachas le'eged shlo yikechene b'mokam agdo tekasavar ein o eged min ha-mitzvah k'rabonon the amri ein sarach eged. We pass in lulav ein sarach eged. Okay, the question becomes, this is the question which is raised by Rabbi Avraham ben Ahor. It's still a mitzvah, Rabbi Osai. It's a mitzvah, right? We learned about that, right? Remember, we learned it, zekeli v'anveil. It's a mitzvah. So why should it be considered to be a chatzitza? So the answer is, as he says, that the Gemara goes to Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah of Rabbi Meir says, for Meir Omer, Maiseh Ben Shemishalayim Shu Ogdenis Loveh Begimonios Shal Zov. Gold. They wanted to make it fancier. That's not a mitzvah, presumably. It's a mibeshe namino, presumably be a chatzitza. I asked you to see, I think, maybe not, I should have, the revolve. Okay. Everyone has a revolve, you have the riff in the back. Turn to the revolve. Page Memtes. Shire be beisya, the last one. Kiyeche de lotevi chatzitza. The keva de ogden is a lulav shalom b'mino. Havi eged chatzitza ben yad lehoshana. That's what he says. Shalom b'mino. Now, Tosfos, which I didn't ask you to see, the very first line in the top tells us key. Kiyeche de lotevi chatzitza. The Gasava Rava Min Bemino Chotzes. Whoa! Gets the Revov. Revov says that Min Bishan Amino. He says that Rava holds Min Bemino is Chotzes. That may be true, and I'm in the base, but that's not doing our Gemara, at least according to the opinion of the Revov. Now, Rabosai, Halacha Lemaisa, Rabosai, who here wears Tfilin on Cholamoid? It's too in Hagen. Take a look on the Ramah, also wears Tfilin on Cholamoid. The Chava wouldn't dream of this. He never mentioned Tefillah. Chas v'shalom. Kodesh has been a tear. It's the works. Says the Rama, V'nogu lahachmir lahosir atfilin v'taboos. Whoa. We start with taboos. When I grew up, the Anshei Shlomeinu didn't wear taboos. I think it's part of the egalitarian push. The woman wears a tabas, the man has to wear it. When he gets married, to wear a tabas. I was once asked by somebody in my shul, he said, you know, he doesn't really want to wear a ring, but at work, if he doesn't wear a ring, they'll think he's single and some ladies can come after him. I was just at a bris this morning with a very wealthy fellow. He has a big office. Only men. He will not find a woman in the building. Big office. Male secretary. It's not stereotypical. But Mishim make a dusha, really. So that's a wonderful idea. Those who are able to do it, beautiful. Anyway, most workplaces are not that way. So this fellow told me, one guy told me, he was a doctor, he told me that the women would come after him, you know, they're a tall, handsome doctor, and they come after him, and in the hallways, after him, he would go like this, and he had a ring. He'd roll the ring around, to keep him away, you know, get out of here, I have a ring. So I said, okay, put on the ring in the office, as soon as you leave the office, put it in your pocket. Because in the shul and they're in the neighborhood, we never wore rings. And I said another thing. If in point of fact, a ring will protect you from the women who are coming after you, if you're single, you should wear a ring but cover chomer. Then they told me the world has gotten so bad that now the women are looking after married men. So punkt verkehrt. I don't know what goes on in the workplace. I know it's not Kodesh V'tor, but I was laying out taboos. We didn't grow up with taboos. I'm not a fan. Anyway, fine. But Rambo had it. I assumed there was the taboos was like today's cell phone. Yeah, everything you have now is on your cell phone. The taboos was a signet ring. That's how you signed. That's how it is. It wasn't nothing to do with somehow the double ring ceremonies, the chule, and all that stuff. Okay, but that's a side point. I'm not getting into that right now. That's what it says. Why? Why must you? Why? Ho'el v'ein kol ayad mechusa behen. The ring and the tefillin doesn't cover the whole hand. Comes the Taz. Taz is not so happy with this. Sivkot and Zayin. Kain Kozav Beis Yosef, Shem Aguda. Oh, again, Psochim. So again, Psochim. Eini Yodea Mokhul Azeh. Techatzitza B'luv Dafak B'chol Ayad? Adrabba. We did the Aran that we just saw, quoting Beis Yosef, Mashmadami Kitvilo Tvilin. I didn't quite say that. I said it's not like Tvilin Tvilin, the way we read it. He meant it's more or less like Tvilin Tvilin. That's how the Taz understood the Ran. And by that, we say, of course, even a small amount is a chatzitza. You can't go into the mikveh. We need you can't make it with a small little chatzitza. Are you kidding? No, it doesn't work. If you take a look in he says over here, Rabosai, in our Tosfos, the one key that I asked, didn't ask you the whole thing, read the task quotes. V'yafagav d'hocha nami havichotis l'egen u'miktsasa b'lo chatzitza v'kakavid rabba. So mefurosh Tosfos. It's a mefurosh Tosfos. That chatzitza b'miktsas shmo chatzitza. And even though Rava disagrees, doesn't agree with this, but this, also, otherwise not. The tefillin and the tabos, not the naosa, he thinks that the Rabbah is wrong, says the Taz. Now, comes the Mogan Avraham, Yeshom Dlo Yotza, Kosel Yeshomrim, Shum Doran, Sfilin de Yotza, the Botel de Gabi Yodo. We read this Mogan Avraham before, as opposed to Korach on the Lulav itself. What did he say, Zivkot and Yud Ches? The Pshuta was coming to answer the Taz's Kasha. En Kolayad, Hiksha Bach, the Shver of the Taz. To be Gemara boil the name of the egg and the lulav of avichatzitza. Afa pisha ain't kol yad mechuzah. The nire, the sfira, the aguda, the aguda is the source of this thing. To call shen kol yad mechuzah, botel, listen carefully, legabe hayad. As I said backwards, it's sifkon tezayin. So the tefillin, or the ring, is bottled to the yad. It's easier to be bottled to the yad than bottled to the lulav. What do you say in tezayin? He said that but the gabi yodo, but the suit on the lulav, it's no good. So too, if it's a small chatzitza on the lulav, it's no good, even if it's not kolayat. That's mefurish Rabosai in the Tosfos, which is the Taz quoted. But if it's a little bit on the hand itself, that's better. As opposed to Engel Shalulav, where even a little bit would create a problem. So writes the Maharon to answer the Taz in the Bach Kasha. After all this, it's time to look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, what does he say? Bottom line. Sifkot and Lamed Dalet. V'nogu lahachmir lahosir atfilin v'tabos v'yodam, even though Medina it's not a problem. Lamed Dalet. B'shem arikosu she'yvarech t'chila b'suka l'lulov. What does it mean? You have no tefillin. Kind of tefillin. There's no tefillin. Right? If you're taking the lulav in the middle of davening, you have tefillin. Now, by the way, those who put on tefillin today, don't you take it off before halal? Yes or no? So no one has tefillin. Even those who wear tefillin take it off before they get to the halal. So I guess they had a different meaning those days. They had this tefillin on when they're taking the lulav just before halal. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, but for those who take the lulav in the morning before davening, well, I think it means before davening, I don't know, maybe not. What's it doing here? Why is it saying it now? So if you take a look at Rabosai in Sharati and then Gimel, Efshe Shetama Kadei Shalo Lahashas HaMitzvah Shemiyat Shekom Min Shnosa B'Sukkah Techev Yikai Mitzvah Netilas Lulav. The guy's assuming he's sleeping in the sukkah. The minute the second he gets up, he's doing the Baditshiva. The Baditshiva was such a zoris, he was waiting for the sunrise. Because we'll see later, you have to wait till sunrise, the chatchila. Take a little bit of the sunrise. Psh! He cut his finger on the glass. He forgot that it was covered with glass. He was such an elevated level that he wanted to do the mitzvah right away. They forgot that there was glass in them. That's what they story was about the Baditshiva. Well, not the Baditshiva, it's Madrega, Rabosan. And the truth is, he says, Efshar, another possibility, watch this, Alpisod. I'll prove to you that people think it's Alpisod. You know why? Because today, most people don't sleep in the sukkah, as we spoke about Barichas months ago. And they still, these people go to the sukkah to do it. Why? Do it in your bedroom or in your dining room, right outside your bedroom. Alpisod. Alpisod, I know what to say, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So, why have to take a shake your lulav in the sukkah? Sounds like it's absurd. What's the connection between the two? But I don't know anything about sod, so I can't even address it. But that's the Mishnah Berurah is sod. In any event, Rabbi, this is whatever the secret is. The idea of Mimbamina and Chotes, Rabbi, is also found in Shulchan Aruch. This is the next line of the Imam Makomas. Tarna Sif Aleph, Rabbi. Sif Aleph. I'm going to read a little piece. It's a long sif. A little piece. A little snippet, I pass you to see. Here it says, V'yimnashu me'olim betocha aguda binyan shemafsik ein lochush demin b'mino eno chotetz avashlo b'mino chotetz alken yizora likach hachut sherogu li'o sove v'hadas. When you have something, make sure it's a proper min. What do you mean, the proper min? Says the Mogan Avraham, Sivkot and Beis. So about that, Miu, Afilu Ogdo Lululov Shalobamino, it's still Enochotates. Why? The call that are also Enochotates. That's a Gemara. For Adinim Ogdo Lahadas Belulov. Whoa. Ogdo Lahadas Belulov. What does that mean? Says the Levushe Srod. He thinks the Pshat is Rebbe Osa. Give a look at the Levushe Srod. He says, what's a Loma? Kei Mishu Lina Oso. He says it's considered to be Lina Oso. Umasha Kosev Ramah of Dafka Mimimino and the Chotetz Hayna Shalo Lina Oso. Umishim Hachi Yizor Lika HaChut. The Chut, which Chut? Which Chut? He says to take the Chut, Rebbe Osa, the Chut of the Hadas, or the Chut of the Lula, the Hadas Belula, that's considered to be Lina Oso. Okay? No, take that back. Yizor L'kach HaChut Fisha Ein Lina Oso L'fisha Hochi Yisim HaMal Ravon Dim Ogel HaHadas Belula V'lo B'chut Mikri Gamke Lina Oso V'in HaChot Seitz. What do you mean? Is it considered to be a Min B'mina? What is it? What's the Lushas? How do you understand the Lushas? One more time. It says, the Rambam says what? Mi afilu agadulu b'shalom amino in a chotetz when? If kolina also in a chotetz. Then he says, the Rambam requires dafka min b'mino in a chotetz. That's what Rambam saying. That's not a case of Mitzvah. Not lina also. So the Mogan Avraham says, im ogad adas b'lulav v'lo b'chut, mikwe gamke lina also v'ena chotzeis. It's considered shalobim, you know, but still considered lina also, because it's in one of the three types. That's his pshat, lina also. The Machas HaShekel is a much more far-reaching pshat. I asked you the Machas HaShekel over here. Look at his pshat. Watch. V'hu adin im ogdo l'hadas b'lulav. Says the Machas HaShekel, Kamashmalam. Af agav the kfar kosev b'gan avroam. I feel ogdul lulav b'min acher in a chotzeitz. I believe also. Hainu dafka kshe ogad lulav. Tahainu she ogad kol gimel minim yachad mikul in a also. Avog she ogad lahadas zelo mikul in a also. For Rael is a dramos says you can't a chut. Uchein kamash malon b'gan avroam. Dim ogad lahadas b'lulav lo'avich hatzitza. Why not? That's what we do, no? We take a three, our hadasim, well, sometimes they took, our hadasim are separate. We don't have the hadasim together. But they had a thing, they wrapped the hadasim around one another. Not a chatzitza. To call gimel haminim kechad dami. Pilei ploin. All the three are like one. You know what's going on? A lulav is considered mimimim with a hadas. V'yafa gab the cause of shulchan aruchim. No shumayol and tocha aguda. It's a problem. Ein lochush. Also, we know. Mikomakom itzur b'gan Avraham nashmina and dvarav. The saga daitach dafkim nashu ale lulav ein chosid be lulav la das farava. It's the narachatitza. Came and the who ale lulav lamayachas. The malim may be dvukim the lulav on nashmina lulav. Avli Ergel Lahadas Belulav. V'arav Esmucha Lahadas. Yeah. Saka Daitach Da Lulav Chotim Ben Hadas. Lo Arava. Kamash Malon. Tezela Mika Chatzitza. Tzachol Gimel Minim Kachad Min Chashivim. So Achidish Apshat. And Machsa Shek. And therefore, even if you're not Lana also, it's still going to be good. Look at Mishnah Brewer. So he quotes. He follows the Machsa Shekel's Pshat. Hachut Sherogel Liosov of Hadas. Pirish. Sherigilim Liknos Bade Hadas Miakam. Aguda Aguda. Three at a time. Vikama Shetzorach Lahosir Achut. Shemdezeh Achut. Hu Shalom Amino. Elan also. Alam Korach Bade Hadas Belulov. Not a Goyish string. But a Lulov. Shari. Flohavi Chatzitza Lo Mikri. Zeh Mikri Lina also. Levush Yisrod. Machsa Shekel Chosev Atam. He quotes both pshatim. It's two separate, as I told you before, two separate pshatim of what's going on over here. Fine. One more Rashi. Rashi Diramaschil Dilma. Dilma Nasri Tarfi on the Flavazana basis, second narrow line. Halulav meishir ali adas varava u'mishtarim be'eged v'chotzin ben min lemin einem agudim yachad lios l'kicha achas. Yeah. Question becomes. How do you learn pshat? I want to show you. Did I see it on the Maamar Komus? No, I say my Maamar Komus are not so good. I wanted to see a Rashash over here. I turn to a Rashash, okay? Rashash. I'm a Zion base. Rashi Dilma, it's page you test in our print, bottom left. Einem agudim yachad v'chule. L'chora, ha'kaimel and ein tzorech eged. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, Dilma nasi tarfi, halulav meshir alei adas varova mishtarim be'eged v'chos, what eged? Einem agudim yachad liyos kichachas. Who cares about agudim yachas? We pass in Ein Tzorech Eged. What's going on over here? Zok de Rashash. V'lir ni atam da v'chatzitza ben yodol la'aminim. To min echot ein achotzitz l'chavero shum da havi meha mitzvah. Masha ein kein olov hanoshrim. So the aguda itself, even though Luv Ein Tzorech Eged, is not considered to be a chatzitza. It's not considered to be a chatzitza. Why? Why? To min echot ein achotzitz l'chavero. So Kozman, you have these three things and they're near each other. They're talking about, they didn't have the kosher goals. It was just a hadasim and a rabbis tied onto the lulav. The hadas and the rabbis not a chatzitza, chatzitza between his hand and the lulav. Because they have been mitzvasa. But once the leaves start to fall, once they fall, not part of the mitzvah, then it's a problem of chatzitza. Ad kan rabosai, this sug. Baruch Hashem. I told you this Maamar Komus has six different units. So we'll cut into small pieces, be able to wrap our heads around this. Okay? So we finished the first part of the Shia, which is about Murka. The second part of the Shia was about Chatzitza. The third part of the Shia is what's called over here number two. It's a very short Gemara, but there's a lot to talk about. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. For Yoma Rabba. I know we skipped about the Ariach as part of a later discussion. I keep posting anything that has to do with Muktzah the Mitzvah. So I remember the Adav Tess we used to lawyer you from. Now you have to lawyer from Lamed Zayin. Everything being postponed until we get to Mem Vav. We have to try to get there. That's why I'm trying to finish at the present time, do what we can. Zok the Helig Gemara. Om Rav Lula be a min vesrik v'smo. My timer. Hani tlasa mitzvahs. V'hai chana mitzvah. Wow. Lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. Okay. A straightforward Gemara. What could be better than that? Any lefties here? Full lefty, total lefty? You right with your left hand? You throw left-handed?
No.
You bat left-handed? You put tefillin on your right hand. You're like my son Simcha and many others. There's a whole tumah in Hilchos Tefillin now. The tremendous tumah in Hilchos Tefillin, what you do. The Ramah certainly said you put on your right hand. He said you follow Ksiva. The Vilna Gaon says you follow what they quote from the Rov Malachas. My contention is, this is my son Simcha's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Bar Mitzvah Drasha, I should say, which he yarshened from the first one I wrote it for. If you go in my office, you'll see my office is dedicated by someone named Geltuch, that's my Gabbai's son, Menachem. His older brother, Daniel, he's like you and like my son Simcha. I wrote it by Mitzvah Drasha, and I wrote that it may have been against Rav Moshe. That's the problem. And he comes on the lower east side, the father, so it was against Rav Moshe. It wasn't so simple. Rav Moshe says he's like ambidextrous. If you're ambidextrous, then you put it on your left hand. But that's a chiddush nifl of Rav Moshe. Those who differ with the Ramah claim it's based upon strength. You know, yad keah. If you bat right and throw right, means your right hand is stronger. Your left hand is more dexterous. I think we should find motor skills like writing. You do lefty. Whatever you require strength, you want to bang in a. You probably use your. So. My chiddush is as follows. I have a big chiddush. The chiddush is that in the time of the Gemara, and even in the time of till not that long ago, most malachas that a person did had to do with strength. If you worked in the field, like we saw, I schlepped things. Let me see those city boys, like the boys in this room. What do you do to require strength? Almost nothing. Dexterity is key. Everything, just think about it for a minute. So I wanted a taina that even if you follow the row of malachas, you still should put tefillin on the right hand, because that's because you're right with your left hand, because most things you do today are going to be with your left hand. That was my chiddush. And therefore I said, anybody use the word rove, which almost everyone uses the word rove, can't be based on brute strength. Brute strength can be, there's no rove. You give a guy weights. You see, you can lift this much or this much. It can't be a majority when it comes to brute strength. Whoever uses the word rove, by definition, depends on what you're doing. So my chiddush was that bisman hazeh, most of the malachas are dexterity, so even those who don't agree with the Ramah bismano will agree with him today, v'lav mitameh. It's all based upon writing, and I say it's because the rove malachas are the same hand as the writing hand. That's my the Bar Mitzvah Drasha, which you could have used. I have a nephew in Minneapolis who gave the same drasha. Ezra. Same, so it was used the third time. He heard the drasha probably. Yeah, so it was used by Daniel Geltuch and Simcha Willick and Ezra Heisler. I don't know who else used that. I gave it to a few people. I don't know who else I gave it to. I'm not sure we even have it anymore. Good? Good. Okay. The first time, you know, I had to be, you know, but I did, my family, it's serious, but the first, you know, they had a lighter touch. So the bacha said, Daniel said, I have to focus on using my hand for dexterity more, so I should stop hitting my brother. You know, his brother was right hand. That brother, Baruch Hashem, dedicated my office, so apparently it wasn't hit that hard, so it's Russia work. Anyway, this is all an introduction, Rabbi Osai, to part three of today's shir, which discusses what do you do about a lulav? You leave, what hand do you use for your lulav? Your right hand,
right? I think so.
Yeah, I think my son Simcha does the same thing. We shall see. There are many poskim who say that it's no good. Well, we'll see. Slowly. So first of all, when we say no good, how no good is no good? How no good is no good? So there's a Gemara, Naf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Membezim and Aleph. On Membezim and Aleph, we saw the Gemara a little bit before. What they were talking about, what's going to happen. What's the case for most of this? It's a funny case. They're discussing the situation of someone who is mistakenly takes the lulav out on Shabbos and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Doraisa. Are you Chayav Chattis? Well, no, if you're Ozgim Mitzvah, you're not Chayav Mitzvah. You're not Chayav Chattis. says the lo shanu the Gemara says the first line ella shlo yatzba. Rashi the potter ella shlo yatzba videi chovas natila kodesh shot tzil the hashtag torah be mitzvah matol dra mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. Ava yatzba kodem shot tzil sulo lo torah be dra mitzvah v'lo torah be me hashtag v'slazol siyachayim a carbon. Fret the moment mean you're not yotze. Hope the agbi nafik bay. The minute you hold it, you're ready yotze. Oh my rabbi kishafocho. What does that mean? What does that focho mean? Dr. Rashi. Hofaka el yon lemata v'ege lemalo. And yotze meli derech de yosan. You all know this. We'll get, that's the last marabokam. Is how do you do over las yosan? I assume you all do that. You took the asterisk upside down. And then you flip it after the bracha. That's based on this gemara. But look what Rabbeinu Chananel says. Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, that meant Beis Amin Aleph, Rabosai. Very, very important, Rabbeinu Chananel. What does he say? Abai Kishahofach, Halula Bismol Ve'esrug Biyamin, Rabbeinu Shalaylam. That means you're not Yotze. That's a Pasha Pshat. You're not Yotze. The Meiri says that's ridiculous. Here it means it's upside down. It's not that it's flip the hands around. Okay, fine. So, but the rach is the rach. Not so you can't just belittle the rach. So now, let's take a look. In the Rush, Simon Chafei, a very brief excerpt, just one line almost, in the Rush in Simon Chafei. Lavish one line. Take a look. Simon Chafei in the Rush. But that's the place. You could miss the whole thing in a minute. It's only the part that's not bolded. What's bolded is right in the Gemara. V'himu iter yad yamin. You're a lefty. Hika chalula b'smol. The yamindi dehu. For a lefty, his left hand is the right. Means more. Forgive me. Right means more important than the words of Chazal. Right. Everyone knows that. So, what does it say in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh written by the Torah? What does it say? V'mu'ita yad, kita v'halula v'shmol, do yamindi day. So, a lefty should take the tefillin in his left hand. His left hand. Let's take a look at in the back. We're there anyway. I think I asked you to see this part. Shilta giborim nun, sifkotin beis. Kosev atur, v'mu'ita yad yamino, he said, "Halula b'smol kol adam shuyamino." Oh, same as his father, the Rush. Not surprising. No surprise here. No surprise. No surprise. So before we see the other mefarshim, let's take a look at the chidushi anshe shem in the Mordechai Siman Tov Shin Nun. Then we can open the Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, chidushi anshe shem is on the bottom of every Mordechai. Tov Shin Nun. Maisa Sheshol Rabosena be Regensburg al Iter Yad Yemino. If Yeshol Iter Alula be Yodu as smallest, Shemsh Chashuva lo Kimin di Alma. Veshivu Vadai Kimin di Alma Chashivale. Ukudama be Shabbos, Besholet ben Yemino ben Besmolo. Umasik. Mao the tamer the choshev small the day kimin the alma, but near the timer the log siv biyad yamin, ala bistama came at the binan melacha chashuva mali yamin and mali small. Whatever's more important hand. V'chein near the hachanami belulav eno ala mishum the tila chashuva shenotel v'lo kelachayad. V'yanotel biyamin merzel the day kelachayad. His main hand is his left hand. Avavada hecha dekpida Torah yamin. Going with Sora, about his Kohen, Hosan, Bedavka, Biamin, I feel the Sholat, Mishtayadav, Plukta, the Rebbe, Bechachamim, and Koshal Avoda, I feel the Biamin. Vahacha, Eno, Ella, the Mitzvah, Bialma, Biamin. Such a critical line, Baruch Hashem, to Mitzvah, Bialma, against the Rach. The Rach said, Pasha, not Yote, if you switch hands. No, a Mitzvah, Bialma, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Mitzvah b'yam, b'yamin u'smol di day kimin di alma, u'v'diyever di olam yotza. Shoo, v'nidakina midagben kanye v'nafik bay u'masik shafocho What's that facho? Facho, not what the Rav said. What the Miri said. You turn the asterisk upside down. Michlal de becholinyan, nafik afismo. Ad kan. The Hamagabi Esrig Agodol. Remember that Gemara? A big Esrig, the Gemara has. What about a big Esrig? We're afraid you're going to switch hands, it's going to fall and break. Remember that one? So that's what the Gemara he's discussing over here. What's that Gemara say over there? Abosai. Kev and Amalula be a min, ki afuchi asalifsule. Mashma mitzvah be a min, uboy afuchi bismo, ulimishkalula be a min. Okay, that's a mitzvah. He's not saying no, but it's not miyakev. We'll see you soon. Uve tefillin nami. Oh, tefillin. Mashmachi, the Rav Nosson, the Amma, maksiva b'yamin, hafshira b'yamin, since we write right-handed, we tie right on our left hand. Umehecha mashmach haksiva b'yamin. How do you know? Ele mistama haksiva chashuv b'yamin, b'yamin, v'lo kalach ayat. Amma k'pida Torah al-kach mishim d'hachi ito yad yamina hofech. He puts it on his left. He writes his left hand. He takes the loop with his left hand. Who says this? Loshen Rabbi Yoel HaLevi. Okay. Adkan. Klor. It's what's also clear. It's not Miyakov. That's the most important point of the whole thing. It's not Miyakov. That's what he says. Narabosai is an amazing tour. Those who have the tour should look it up. What does the tour say over here? Tour is Simen Tov, Reish, Nun Aleph, Sif, Gimel. The Af Imu Iter Yad Yamino, Yitol Laesrik Vismol Kol Adam. Shahu Yamina. What did you say? One more time?
Meaning dominance.
Yeah, so the
everyone's left hand, which is dominant.
Hold on a second. Something wrong with this girsa. It doesn't read straight. So take a look. Read the Beis Yosef. Okay. Ave Miloshen v'af shekosev Rabbeinu. Right, v'af. V'gamei dekosev yitul esek v'smol kol odom. Masha behepech. To eat or nami not a lulav yamin kol adam should smol di day. Whoa! Beis Yosef learns that the Torah is against his father. Pilei ploy. The esrik b'smol kol adam should yamin di day. The basaro b'ramaznina. What? Wow. Achakach. But sasi shekosev ha'itur, the toner abon itim aniach tefillin biyumino she's smolo, mistaber tefillin do raisa dafka yamin. So therefore, you have to put your tefillin in the right hand if you're a lefty. Avalulav der abonanu, umishem chashivusa, ituhu kechol adam, umeniach lulav biyumino she kol adam, v'yavet ipcha leslan ba. Logar mitfillin. Adavim mavuash et sasem rabbeinu dvar kadivri bala itur. He read the tours like the itur. What means luv derabonan? Tilasa be a min of derabonan. Shadai shal shmitzis vali chalam mitzvah. That's not a din daraisa. Wow. Now, there's a girsa issue clearly over here. Something's fishy with the girsa. Actually, I don't know. One thing I do know is that the Shulta Giborim also knew what he was doing. That's why I asked you to see it. How did he read the Torah? Cause of a Torah. Now check the gears and compare the two. The im, hu, iter, yad, yamino. Yitel halulav bismol kol adam shiyamino. So what? That's fine. One word to the base Yosef. What was the one word? Va'af. Guess what? The Shul Tegibon did not have the word va'af. Didn't have it then. Now, if you look on the bottom.
Also, Rob, didn't he say lulav bismol kol adam? The Torah says esher.
Right, exactly. I'm sorry. That's the main distinction. Argus in the Torah is Yitl Yad Yamino, Yitl Estrik Bismol Kolodam Shu Yamino. Wow. So that Argus is Yitl Ha Lula Bismol Shu Yamino. So it's a typo. On the bottom it says in Yud Gimel over here. All about Im and Afim. So the big thank you. The big change is the lulav or is it esrog? Two different results. 180, Rabbi Osai. 180. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, since he was convinced by his girsa and his af and his lulav and his, and that and had the word esrog instead of lulav, he paskin that way. Believe it or not, against the rush. Let's read it inside, Rabbi Osai. Inside, Siv Gimel, Tarna Siv Gimel. Iter, look inside, please. Iter, nota lula be a min kol adam, the estrik v'smol kol adam. The basar yamin the day. Excuse me. The basar yamin is small the almazlina. The basar yamin is small the day. Everybody has it in the right hand. The machab. Yes, shomim. No. Tazlina and Basi Mindy Day. Yitl Eshlitl Alula be a Mindy Day, but asking for Smoldy Day. Vechain Dog of Vechain Ikar. Then he goes. Vim Hipech Yotza. Now, Hipech Yotza is in Siv Gimel about Eter. What about a non Eter? What about a non Eter? Non Eter. A non Eter, right? What's it about a non Eter? Does it make a difference? Siv Beis, Yemonis and Smolis. Is he saved there also? Yemhi Pechyatza? It's a funny Ramah. Why do you wait till Siv Gimel to tell us this? Funny. Sholem Bishtayodov. You're ambidextrous and then you have to follow what everybody else does. That's the Ramah ends. It's a strange Ramah. A strange Ramah. Now, let's just first look at Mishnah Berurah because we'll come back to the big Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Yud Ches, calls the Eter. The Tavka, if it's feeling true, Dorais, Eter, Ozil, Bosi, Yemidi, Dei, Abulul, it's also to be made with the Rabbanon, Shemcha, Shivus, the Alma, Yeshua, Tlos, the Mitzvahs, Eter, who we call Adam, yeah. And the other one was all, no, you got to feel him. Hipper Yotza, Hainu, Bein, Eter, Bein, Mishaino, Eter. Mogan Avram, Dake Moshe, Mefurish and Dake Moshe that way. Oh, you say you're going to be Yotze. It's only the Chatchila. Very important. Okay. V'yesh machmirim b'zeh. That's the Rach, right? Alkein tov lachza v'litlo b'lo brocha. Wow. Mogan Avram, why did I say tov on the bottom? Why do you use the word tov? Eli Rabba, because of the Das Kolat Poskim, Tim Echlef Yotza, Vedea Machmeres Das Yuchidoi. Ah, she does Yachin, don't have to worry about it so much. Ad Kan, what it says over here. Okay. That's what it says. I should see, before we go any further, the over the Big Shulchan Aruch, something fascinating over here. We're going to Ram Ches. V'yesh Tito, Yito Tchilo Ha'esrog. Ukshem Salek is Salek Halulav Tchila. Do me the tefillin. Mata Moshe. Huh? Say, is anyone in this room ever followed this Magen Avraham? You pick up the Esrog first? What do you do? What'd you do last of this? Avada. Dova Meravava. Dova Zesh is Salek Halulav Tchila Uvada Shkoga. That's for sure Shkoga. Rebbe Tfilin Parch Begamar Bemenachat Lamedavav Bishnam Akshum Meniach.
Okay,
Gam kelan yestarti ein lilmo davar zay mitzvilin. For yesh bazar richos dvarim. Avol mi ol tmihani ech lo shosa bagan avram einu der arambam vatoisus v'rosh v'tur b'furash yidala lulav tchila. Rebbeinu shalala, what's going on over here? Oh, meaning it's like a dog of Meravo. That's for sure. That's for sure. Just pointing out that there's a mud in the Mogan Avram. We don't pass like him at all. Okay, fine. Fine. Rabosai, what does the Shari Tshuva say? Sivkot and Yud. The Kosev Shvus Yaakov. Mishu eat the Yad Sheosa. Call Amalachas B'smol Rakshakosa B'yamin. Opposite of you, right? Nire Sheika Chalulav B'smolo Sheyetzlo Yamin Av Shakosa B'yamin Kolodam Ein Zelenyan Tfilin. Where Ksiva plays a more significant role. Ika dance B'shem D'ksiva K'shata M'ksavta. The hand you write with is the hand you tie with on the other hand. The mashma shekshiva tala b'ksiva, mashenke and the shar dvarim have a yad yamin, also yad shelo, she also ba kol malachas umalona b'ksiva. Who cares? Okay, so writes the shari tshuva. Makes sense. Makes sense. Fine. So before we go any further, I have to pull out the same which we had before, which is the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. It keeps coming back. I'll give you the page numbers, you can look it up yourself. Shin Lamed Gimel. Sheleg. What a, oh, it's great. Shin Lamed Gimel, what a snowy day. We're in page Shin Lamed Gimel. He quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel Daf Membeis Amin Aleph. Writes as follows. The Ritva as a Kasha and Sarach, it's obvious it's not Ma'akev. He thinks it's crazy. How can it be it's Ma'akev? How can it be? He says, the Chasam Sofer and his Chidushim, maybe we should take a look. Then we can get this, I think. Let's take a look. Let's first see the Ritva, I guess. Yesh mefarshim should not be at small. Velesa, she ain't a makib in the yevet. Means upside down. All right, parshim shot that way. Okay? Very nice. This is the. Let's go to the Talmud. Let's try this. Behavko. Tosyan Tama. No. Not here. It didn't. But I've been up it, babe. Ritva Pikos of Yeshrosh Mishahofko. She's not the Lula Bismolo. But Tama, she's the Eno Maki Midaraisa. Ulana lo koshimidi al koponim mare lonu shekavanoso shalosi chavoso. It's a whole different pshat. The Rach didn't mean that if you switch hands that it's self puzzles. You're switching hands means I'm not doing it the right way because I don't want to be yotze yet. Like the we flip the asterisk upside down, they flip the hands. You know what I'm saying? It's not the flipping itself of the hands that makes a difference. A beautiful pshat. A beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Oh, beautiful pshat. Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's see the Gemara Lama Aleph in the base. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. First wide line. If it's so big, why is it no good? We should the boy hold it. Lo. Keva no my rabba lula be a min viesu with small. Zimnin de machlefile vi osile puchinu vi osile mifsile. So a very big one is no good. When you switch hands, it's going to fall down. It's going to be, it's going to, the pitlam will fall off. The ukats will fall off. Or Stalin will make a chip in the yesu, it'll become a chaser presumably. It's going to be no good. This is the Gemara Bosai on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now, what does this Gemara teach us? What does the Gemara teach us? The Bikurei Yaakov says, it teaches us that if you, when you flip your hands, you're not Yotze. How? What do you mean? What do you mean you're not Yotze? If you learn Bosai, if you have your lulav in your left hand, as you're right, you're already yotze. So you're already yotze. You what about tomorrow? Tomorrow, chaser is kosher yom sheni. Sharp raya of Bikurei Yaakov. Must be that the Gemara, you're not yotze even b'dieved, like the simple read of the Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's the Bikurei Yaakov. Unbelievable pshat. Now, I have the Ritva here. For those who have the Ritva here, you'll see this is not the first one to think of this. Mem, Bezim, and Aleph. I showed you the Ritva. They said that the Rach is impossible. But you know, never say impossible. Never say never. Watch. Bikurei Yaakov is in Tofresh Nunalav Sivkon Tazayim. Yeshav Yirayad Lo Yotza. Lam Ralfin Bey Zimna De Mach Lefilei Os Lefchino Vios Lepsule Lechor Amach HaShoshiko Kamim Yisol Kev in the Kvayotza Shenotlam Hofuch Esther will be a minus a little bit small. Ain't a machli for akla mitzvah and a mufchor. Ain't lo ma da chashash who she possible lo yellow yes for glum yama macherim. Zeino. Tol kolofane psul she is habad in a feeling of chaser, nita, luxo, pitmasa, manikev. Ain't a psul makli on rishin. Levad. Ela karcha. Tehech lefo yotza. Elu dvarv. Zok the footnote. Not so simple. Das Rabbeinu b'tchilas haperek, k'das Ramban, to haMishna ayeb mikdash, to kol shivas ayamim mitzvas netilas lulav u'menatorah, v'agemara liel shem mevaras es haMishna, v'shaper chashinan shem yipasol b'psulin anal, v'lo yochol lotes b'shayamim shem menatorah. Ooh, that's sharp. I must say that's sharp. That's very sharp. Bottom line of Bosai is the Minig Ashkenaz, he says, is to follow the Rambam. Minig Sfar, to follow the Mechaber. You know, maybe we should be take the other hand without a bracha. Pashim Shad is that we don't do that. And the question, of course, becomes, why don't we do that? Maybe we should do that. I don't think we do any of these things is done at all. I don't think so. So, yeah. The best proof that's not Makim is the Rambam. Rambam says, "Umitzvah kilchosa." It's not Miakev. Fine. Not Miakev. Now, bottom line is that we do something which is different. There are those who say even a lefty should follow the Mechaber, even Ashkenazim. Who says that? The Mechaber says it here. And also the Mekubolim. I don't want to get about the Mekubolim at all. They also talk about the... I'll show you only one place where I can find it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tov Kuf Pei Hei in Shaar HaTzion Sivkoton Yud Ches. It's Hukas Rosh Hashanah, but I'll show you something.
If it's not Hakim, why in your mom and Alvin would basically have to, would the person be switching their hands?
He wants to do it the right way. It's a mitzvah kil chosa. Right. Shaar HaTzion Yud Ches. Tappet says, you should blow your right side. Why? I saw no one minute the sitna. Take a look on the bottom of Yud Ches. Eat to Yad, right? Should blow to your left. But I didn't quote it. Eshel Latam Arishin Lo Shayach Zeh. Right? And he goes into all kinds of other Mida Smol Hadin. Oh boy. And it's relevant to a number of other things. When you take a food in your hand to make a bracha on it, what's you supposed to take in which hand? You're right. What do you take an apple. Which hand are you taking it? Left. Oh boy. Kol Shabracha. Kiddush. What you hand do you use? I'll show you. Don't be Kiddush. That's what you'll find in Simon Reish Vav, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. You'll see this whole discussion over there. Seems to me that Lulav, you take which hand? Do you remember that? Yeah. Right, that's what I thought. So my son also has the right hand. It's hard for me to say. I think that there may be some full lefties that take with their right hand, even though it's against the Ramon, even though Ashkenazim.
Certainly Lulav or even Bracha. And
Kol Shabracha. Kol Shabracha, they should take the left. A real lefty takes the Kol Shabracha on his left hand. That I've seen.
What about me?
Huh?
What about me?
You also do.
What should I do?
I don't know. I should do what you've been doing until now. Okay. On both sides, we spent some time on the sugya. We had three sugyas today. Baruch Hashem, we covered three sugyas. We finished Murkov, Chatzitza, and Lefty Right. Mitzvah Hashem, so we covered one and two. Tomorrow, we sat at the Shmai. I hope you'll have to get here. They say it's supposed to snow a lot, but believe that, we'll start the next sugya, which is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin. Is that what it says? I'm trying to read my Makomis here. Let's see. What's next? Yeah. Oh, the Nanuim is tomorrow. Sugya Nanuim is a very important sugya. It's Saturday Shmaya tomorrow. I'm going to do a little bit of my pace on tomorrow. Just a little taste.